I do not have an hour worth of stuff to say, so we'll see if I even have 15 minutes. No, I think I'll be able to get 15 minutes. But if you would, take your Bibles to Psalm 107. And the topic tonight, I think it's a very fitting topic for a New Year's Eve message, because going into the new year, we all want to set resolutions, we all want to set things that we want to do. And this message is titled, God's Business in Great Waters. And going into the new year, I don't know about you, but I want to do something for God in 2026. I want to accomplish something, but sometimes it's a little hard. Sometimes it's scary to do things for God. So let's read Psalm 107. We'll start in verse number 23, and we'll read through verse 32. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. So he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to come tonight to church, hear your word preached, and I thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. Pray that you would just work in the hearts of the people as you worked in my heart in this through this passage, Lord. I just thank you for everything done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I don't know about you, but I know sometimes I feel like I want to do something for God. I want to do something great for God, but I start to think about what I'll have to do to get that thing done. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can give up this or that or whatever it may be. For example, one of my favorite hobbies is deer hunting. Going to school, being at school all fall through the middle of November, which is the peak deer hunting time, it's a little hard for me. And it was a little hard for me to give up. And it may sound dumb to you, I don't know. But for me, it's like I'm missing out on this peak time, but I had to make a choice. Do I want to do something for God? Do I want to get prepared to do something for God? Or do I want to deer hunt the rest of my life? Well, there's not much of a future in deer hunting probably. So, but anyway, sometimes you have that feeling you want to do something for God, but you're not sure if you can do it, if you can make the sacrifice, if you can put in the effort or the just have the faith to do something for God. Well, as I was thinking about this, I was trying to think of an illustration that would picture this. And that day I had been splitting wood. I'd cut it, brought it up from the woods, and my little brother was using the log splitter, and I didn't have anything to do, so I was like, well, I guess I can use the maul. And splitting wood with a maul is kind of old time, but I was like, I haven't been doing much, so I'll just do that. But I picked it up, and I don't know, it weighs 8 pounds or something, but when you swing it hard, a guy my size, it can throw you around a little bit if you're wailing on a log pretty hard. And so I picked it up and I just kind of take a soft swing. And I mean, it just goes about that deep into the wood. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to swing harder. But if I swing harder, then a log might fly off or a chip might fly and hit me or hit my little brother or whatever. So I'm thinking about like the dangers of this, but I'm like, if I want to get any wood split, then I have to swing harder. It's the same type of thing with serving God. You can't just go half in. You can't just give it a halfway effort, just like splitting that wood. If I just give it a halfway effort, I might get this deep into the wood, but I'm not going to split the wood. I'm not going to get that log split into a nice piece that can go into the fireplace and be used to create heat and all this stuff. But it's the same way with serving God. As I thought about it, I was just like, it's so like that. You want to do something for God, but if you just give it a halfway effort, you're not going to get anything done, because to do something for God, you have to have faith in God. And so these people that we see in this passage in Psalm 107, I want us to see three things about them, about doing God's business in great waters. The first thing is we see is that they trust God. And if you look in verse 23, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters. Now, that's just a simple verse. You're getting in ships, going out in the deep water. What's so hard about that? Well, I don't know about you. I don't like going out in deep water. I can't see the water. I can't see what's under the water. There could be sharks. There could be unidentified dinosaurs. I don't know. Something could be in the water that I don't know about. And I don't like going in the water in boats. And I don't like going in the water without a boat. On our honeymoon, we went to Puerto Rico, and I hadn't been to the ocean for a while. So I'm like, oh, we should go play in the ocean. Well, I get to the ocean, and I'm like, I can't see in that water. There's probably a shark like 2 feet in the water. I'm not stepping in the water. Well, finally, I did get in the water a little bit. But I don't like going out in the water. So if I'm going to go out in the water, it's going to take faith. The same thing applies to serving God. If you want to go out, step out into the water, into the deep water, where you're facing the battles of life and you're facing the enemy, it's going to take faith. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be any of us, our comfort zone. It's not going to be comfortable out there in the deep water. And so just like that, just like it takes faith to go out in the water, for me, I don't like the water, but I wanted to have fun in the water. I want to play in the waves, you know, whatever. But you can't have that fun sitting on the beach. You're not going to get the experience of that sitting on the beach. So you have to go out in the water. And not only do we see that they step out in faith, they go out into the deep water, but if you look down in verse 28, the beginning of verse 28, they've been through trouble, the sea is stormy, the waves are beating on the ship. But then in verse 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Not only do they begin in faith, takes faith to step out in the water, to go out, but they continue in faith. They have to continue because there's going to be storms. When you're serving God, there's going to be storms. There's going to be hard times. But you have to cry out to God, and he's the one that can save you from those storms. So you have to continue in faith. So first of all, they trust God. Secondly, they see God. In verse 25, if you look in verse 25, for he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their souls melted because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. So they're out in this sea. Maybe when they went out, it was calm. They didn't face any trouble. It was easy going. Well, all of a sudden, this wind whips up. Just like we see in the Bible with the disciples. They're out on the sea, and the wind whips up. And what do you know? They're in the middle of a storm. Well, the same thing happens here. But if you think about, you're sitting on the beach, you're not in the water, versus if you're out in that ship and you see that storm firsthand, imagine the experience that would give you. It may not feel like a good experience at that point in time. It may feel hard, it may be scary, but knowing that God is going to bring you through, on the other side of that, you can look and say, wow, that was cool. Like, you'll have a story that no one else will have. And so you can look back and you can see God. So they see the power of God and they see the protection of God. The end of verse 28, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still. So they cried out to God and they saw the power of God in this storm. That's nothing but the power of God in that storm with those waves. But then they also see the protection of God because he saves them out of that storm. So it's the same way. You're going to face trials when you're serving God. You're going to face, the enemy is going to throw his attacks at you left and right because he does not want you to serve God. But you get to see the protection of God on your life in ways that you never would have noticed or realized if you would have just been sitting on the shore doing nothing. So they trust God, they see God, and then this is my favorite point. They praise God. They've trusted God and they stepped out in the water. They continued in faith. They saw God work. They saw the storm. They saw the craziness. They saw the protection in that storm. then they praise God because he delivers them. In verse 30, then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful work to the children of men. So they praise him because they saw the power of God and they saw the protection of God and because they trusted God. But then the other thing is that it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. So not only can you praise the Lord, but you can tell others. And because of your experience, because of you seeing God work, God do something, because you trusted God and you saw God work, other people can say, wow, praise the Lord. Like, that was amazing that you got to see that. That was amazing, the powerful, amazing thing that God did. So others get to praise the Lord with you when you trust God and you see God work. We can praise him for his goodness in taking care of us, for his powerful works in the deep. We see in Psalm 78 that the children of Israel are being reminded of what God has done for them. It lists off like four or five things. We don't have time to read it, but it lists off four or five of the amazing things. Like, one of them is crossing the Red Sea, the walls of water on either side of it. It lists off all these miracles that God performed for them to remember and to be able to praise God. And this is the same way. Just like we can read the stories of all the sailors who've been out in the deep, and we can say, wow, that's amazing. It's the same way. If we'll just be willing to trust God, we can trust God, see him work, and we can praise him, and that will bring others to praise him as well. So back to the illustration at the beginning. You can play it safe and get nothing done. If I would have just kept half swinging at that log, it would still be sitting there. I wouldn't have got any wood split. Therefore, I have no wood to use. If you're willing to go all in, no matter the danger, splitting that wood, if I go all in, there's way more chances of something going wrong. I mean, there's a million different things that could happen. Same with serving God. You go all in, there's a million different things that could happen that you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen. But when you go all in, there's going to be a reward. You're going to be able to see things that God did, and you're going to be able to say, wow, that wasn't me, but it was only because I trusted God and I was able to see him work. I got done splitting that wood because I chose to go all in, and there's a pile of wood laying there that I can use in the fireplace. And I can sit there and be lazy on the couch, enjoying that heat from the wood because I chose to go all in. So you have to make the choice. God is not going to force you. But I think now is as good a time as any to make that choice. Going into the new year, say, I am not going to step back. I'm not going to hold back because of my fear of something bad happening. You can step into the new year saying, Lord, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to step out and I'm going to give it all I got and see something done for you this year. But like I said, you have a choice. What will your choice be as you step into the new year? Give it all you got, or just sit back and do nothing?